Chapter 18, A Tale of Three Cities. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse from memory, explain why it is important to conquer spiritual giants in your life, identify three cities where a few giants remained, explain the results of leaving the giants in these three cities, list seven techniques for killing spiritual giants. Key verse, Joshua 11:22. There was none of the Anakims left in the land of the children of Israel. Only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod there remained a few of them. Introduction. When Israel entered Canaan, they found giants in the land. Numbers 13:33. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Spiritually speaking, giants stand for the great difficulties you face in life. You will meet giant problems in your family, church, social life, ministry, job, and in your own heart. It is in the way of duty that you find giants. When Israel was going forward, they met giants. When they turned back into the wilderness, they found none. If you are meeting giant problems in your life and ministry, the good news is that you are progressing in God. You are on the borderline of your Canaan and moving forward to claim the promises of God. Mobilized people face giants. Destroying the giants. God told Israel to totally destroy the inhabitants of Canaan, including the giants, but Israel did not heed God's warning. Judges 2:1-3. But ye have not obeyed my voice, wherefore they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their gods shall be as snare unto you. Israel conquered much of Canaan, but they left just a few giants in three cities. This lesson recalls this tale of three cities and how these giants became snares and thorns for Israel. If the giants of your life are not eliminated, they will become snares and thorns in your spiritual experience. For this reason, this lesson explains techniques of giant killing that will help you conquer the giants in your own life. A Tale of Three Cities, Joshua 11:22. There was none of the Anakims left in the land of the children of Israel, only in Gaza and Gath, and at Ashdod three remained, a few of them. The Anakims permitted to remain were giants and were among the Canaanites whom God had commanded to be destroyed. In Gaza, Gath, and Ashdod, Israel allowed these few giants to remain. It is from these locations that Israel's trouble later came, and we get our tale of three cities. Gaza. Read Judges 16. It is in Gaza that we find God's man, Samson, in trouble. In a city where the giants were spared, Samson finds Delilah, and it eventually destroys his life and ministry. No matter how strong you are in the Lord, if giants are allowed to remain unconquered, they have the capacity to destroy both your life and ministry. Ashdod. You already learned about the city of Ashdod in 1 Samuel chapters 4 and 5, when you studied about the departure of God's glory from Israel. You will recall that Ashdod was one of the cities where the Philistines took the ark, the symbol of God's presence and glory. This is the same Ashdod where Israel left a few giants. Unconquered giants will rob you of the glory of God's presence. Gath. One thing about leaving giants in the land is that giants beget giants. In 1 Samuel 17, God's people are being held hostage by a giant named Goliath. Goliath was from the city of Gath, where Israel left just a few giants. If Joshua had destroyed all of the giants in the beginning, Israel would not have been faced with this problem. But here we find the armies of Israel cowering in fear as day after day Goliath came out to taunt them. Israel was all set in battle array, 1 Samuel 17:2. They had the armor for the battle and the warfare training, but they were rendered immobile by the giant, held captive in dismay and fear, for Samuel 17:11. Unconquered giants in your life beget more giants. These giants will return to taunt you, and eventually you will be held hostage by fear. You can have your spiritual armor on and be trained in spiritual warfare, but you will be rendered immobile unless you get down on the battlefield and face the giant. Techniques for giant killing. Somebody had to face the giant. God used a young man named David, upon whom his spirit and anointing rested. The techniques of giant killing used by David in this natural battle can be applied spiritually as you face the giants in your own life. First, prepare. In order to face the giants in your life, you must prepare in the lesser battles you face. David recalls how he conquered a lion and a bear who attacked the sheep for which he cared, 1 Samuel 17:34-36. He knew he could face this giant because he had prepared himself in the little battles of life. When you determine to face the giant, get ready for attack from others. Remember that those who walk by faith are always challenged by those who walk in fear. David was attacked by those closest to him, his own family, 1 Samuel 17:28. He was attacked by leadership, 1 Samuel 17:33. And he was mocked by the giant himself, 1 Samuel 17:44. But when you prepare to face the giants in your life, those closest to you, including your family, may attack you. Leadership may even say it is impossible. The giants themselves will rise up to mock you. But if you have prepared yourself spiritually in the lesser battles of life, you will confidently say, I can conquer this giant. Second, profess. David had the proper profession. He professed his confidence in God, saying, I know I can conquer this giant in the name of the Lord. 1 Samuel 17:26, 32, 37, 45, and 46. Third, prove. Read 1 Samuel 38:40. If you are to be successful in slaying giants, you must have proven your weapons. Saul tried to clothe David in his own armor, but David had not proven Saul's armor. You cannot conquer giants on the basis of someone else's power or experience. You must put on the whole armor of God described in Ephesians 6 and prove it yourself. You prove the armor of God as you use it to face the everyday problems and challenges of life. Then, when you face the really big giants of life, you are ready. Fourth, penetrate. And it came to pass when the Philistines arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. 1 Samuel 17:48. Your preparation may be good. You may have proven your armor, and you can have a good profession of faith in God. But if you run from the giant, you will never conquer him. David ran towards the giant. You must do the same if you are to conquer your enemy. You must penetrate the giant's territory. No victory is possible while you sit immobilized on the hill rationalizing, compromising, or excusing your continued defeat. When the 12 Israeli spies returned from spying out Canaan, Joshua and Caleb said of the giants, they are bread for us, we will eat them up. In other words, we will be stronger by overcoming them than if there had been no giants to overcome. You will either face the giant or be rendered immobile in the wilderness. When you face the giant, you will be stronger than if there had been no giant to overcome. Fifth, proper motive. When you face the giants of life, you must face them with the proper motive. 1 Samuel 17:46-47. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. David's motive was not to gain glory for himself or show how strong he was. His motive was to bring glory to God. 6. Perfect pattern. God had a perfect pattern for David's victory. It was a slingshot and 5 smooth stones, the first of which hit its mark and toppled the giant. Your giant is God's enemy, and you must fight with his weapons. Although the weapons described in Ephesians 6 seem as unlikely as 5 stones to conquer giants, they do work. You cannot fight spiritual giants with natural carnal weapons. You must follow God's perfect plan. 7th, prevail. You must prevail over the giant. This means you must totally destroy him. When the giant fell from the stone which David had slung, the young man then rushed and took the giant's own sword and beheaded him. When you fight God's way, you will use the very thing that the enemy has threatened you with to defeat him. But remember, as in this tale of 3 cities, you must totally prevail over the giant, or it will return to trouble you. Summary: to conquer giants, you must prepare properly, profess confidence in God, prove your spiritual armor, penetrate the giant's territory, have the proper motive, follow the perfect pattern, prevail totally over the enemy. Giants block the mobilization of God's people. They must be conquered.